Les colloques du Collège de France.
It is a pleasure to welcome you at the Collège de France for this new edition of the François Jacob Day. I'm delighted to see colleagues, students and visitors in the room for what is for us a very special intellectual setting. Let me begin with a few words about the institution that hosts us today. The Collège de France is unique in the academic landscape. Founded in the 16th century, it follows a simple but demanding mandate to teach knowledge in the making. Professors here do not repeat what is already known. They present their most recent research, often still in progress, and they do so in complete openness. Courses are free, public, and accessible to anyone who wishes to attend. There are no degrees, no selection, no prerequisites. The only requirement is curiosity, the willingness to engage with ideas across fields. This spirit of openness is not just an ideal. It is embodied in the very structure of the institution. Biologists share corridors and seminars with mathematicians, physicists, chemists, historians, anthropologists, neuroscientists, and scholars from almost every field one can imagine. The college exists to encourage thinking across boundaries and to cultivate the unexpected connection that emerge when disciplines meet. For a symposium devoted to time, as today, this is the perfect environment. The François Jacob Day was created by the biology professors of the Collège de France to honor both the scientific achievements and the intellectual breadth of François Jacob. Each year, we choose a topic that reflects the wide compass of Jacob's thinking. And we do so very deliberately. These days are designed not to focus on a narrow question, but to embrace biology in the broadest interdisciplinary sense. The themes are chosen precisely to encourage dialogue, to bridge levels of organization, and to bring together researchers who seldom find themselves in the same room. The wide-angle perspective is deeply faithful to the legacy of François Jacob. Jacob was, of course, a founding figure of molecular biology, but he also insisted that biology must constantly expand its scope from molecules to cells, from organism to evolution, from physiology to behavior, and even to the cultural dimensions of human life. He wrote often about time, the time of development, the time of evolution, the time of memory, the time inscribed in our bodies and in our lineages. He reminded us that life is not only matter organized in space, but matter organized in duration. In one of his reflections, he suggested that to understand living systems, one must see that they, I quote, remember the past, anticipate the future, and create the continuity of forms across the ages. Few ideas resonate more strongly with today's theme. The living clock, biology in the flow of time, invites us to explore how biological systems are shaped by time, and in turn, how they shape it. Today's program offers a journey across multiple scales of temporality, reflecting the diversity and depths of contemporary biological research. We will be beginning with the very long time scales of evolution. The morning opens with an exploration of what deep evolutionary time can tell us, and what it still hides from us. We will hear about the earliest phases of vertebrate history, the gaps, outliers, and uncertainties that structure our understanding of the origin of major lineages. We will also discuss how adaptation unfolds over time and how organisms through plasticity can influence the direction that evolution ultimately takes. We will then move into the human lineage and its temporal signatures. We will examine how the evolution of the human brain is recorded in the fossil record and how developmental time, the pace at which neurons proliferate, migrate, and mature, might have contributed to the unique features of our species. The late morning will bring us to the temporal architecture of development. We will explore how mechanical and cellular processes unfold through time to build the mammalian embryo and how living tissues interpret forces and signals across successive stages to shape the form of the organism. After the lunch break, the symposium will turn to developmental transitions and the biology of aging. We will hear about how developmental modules succeed one another to construct the body plan, how telomeres, or cellular clocks, influence aging and longevity, and how temporal mechanisms secure the continuity of maternal inheritance across generations. The afternoon will conclude with two perspectives that bring together time, biology, and history. One presentation will show how epigenetic marks can serve as timekeepers, allowing us to reconstruct the biological age and life history of individuals who lived thousands of years ago, making time itself accessible to scientific investigation. Another will examine the metabolic mechanism that determined the need for sleep, reminding us that our own daily experience of time, the alternation between wakefulness and rest, is profoundly biological. Across the day, we will see how temporal processes permeate every level of life, from molecular rhythm to embryonic sequences, from developmental pacing to aging, from evolutionary trajectories to the physiology of sleep. This is precisely the kind of integrative perspective that François Jacob championed, a biology attentive to mechanism, but also to history, to the present moment, but also to the deep time of life. A biology that never loses sight of the complexity and fluidity of living systems. Before opening the first session, let me warmly thank all those who helped organize today's event, colleagues, staff members, and overall our invited speakers, some of whom have traveled some distances. And I would also like to thank the audience, which presence keeps alive the principle that guided François Jacob throughout his career, that knowledge matters most when it circulates freely. I wish all of you an inspiring and stimulating day of discussions, and let us now begin our exploration of biological time. Pierre, floor is yours.
Collège de France, le savoir en illimité. Retrouvez tous nos contenus audio et vidéo sur notre site collège-de-france.fr, les plateformes de podcast et nos chaînes YouTube.